Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have taken our trip to Miami and up to Tallahassee so far, as well as Orlando. Now we take a trip over to Tampa, where Will Turner is ready and waiting to talk about the University of South Florida. New head coach, new coaching staff, and certainly kind of a short recruiting period, but if you look at what the Bulls have done, I think they pulled off some pretty decent surprises, especially with a coaching staff that has been there, done that. A lot of different types of coaches, but you can almost guarantee over the next year or so, when they all come together and all the talent that they brought in and the coaching staff will come together. Will, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're at a women's softball game this evening, but nevertheless, a lot of hard work was put in this January for recruiting and football.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing me on, first of all. Yeah, it's been a great day of softball here in Tampa, finishing up a game right now. But yeah, what they did within this January period, they kind of kept together the core of the early signing period, especially on the back end with the secondary and picking up a guy like Ben Knox from DeLand, Matt Harris, a safety out of the Villages, AJ Hamilton, a cornerback from Dunellen. And then, Christopher Townsend from Deerfield Beach, a cornerback. Right. Keeping that back end together was very, very important. And they frankly found some guys that really just didn't have anywhere else to go. And a great example of that is Ketravis Marsh from Miami Central, pro style quarterback, a 6A state championship winning quarterback. And he was a guy that was a Utah commit and didn't really have a whole lot on the table after he decommitted from Utah. And USF swoops in and grabs him to bring another quarterback into the class. So I think they did a great job, especially on the back end, bringing in guys that didn't really have a whole lot else on the table and kind of swooping in and getting some diamonds in the rough, if you will.
You know, Will, I talking to Josh Newberg earlier, he brought up that exact point where maybe the Power Five schools were hurt more by, you know, having this, to kind of use January and try to rush around, where schools like USF and maybe FAU and use, you know, schools like that were maybe helped out a little bit more. You mentioned Ketravis Marsh from Central being one of them who was highly thought of at the beginning, you know, by Utah. But also you look at Christopher Townsend, who was a really big cog for Deerfield Beach. Talk about that, because I think that's important to understand that maybe, the Power Five schools were hurt, when you come in and have to put a staff together and start recruiting, in maybe less than a month, whereas USF, even though this coaching staff was pretty much intact, the head coach was still coaching an important game with Clemson, but at the same time kept in contact, as we talked to Joey Knight a little bit, and he said that he kept in contact with everybody and kept his, some ties that he had when he was a coach at Clemson to bring in some of these athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things for USF was that a lot of the positional coaches had targets at their other schools. For example, a great example is Alan Mogridge from FIU, the right. offensive line coach over there. He comes up to USF, was looking at Chamberlain offensive guard Cesar Reyes. They keep that relationship together. Cesar ends up signing with USF on Wednesday. So I think a lot of the position coaches had targets at other schools that they were able to bring to USF. Joey King was one of them, who was a coach over at Coastal Carolina, comes in and picks off a tight end from Tennessee. I think they did a great job with keeping in contact with people like that, as you mentioned. But something to note, Jeff Scott really never had to do that at Clemson. He never had to recruit half of a class in a month because, as you and I both know, half of their 2021 class is already committed.
Yeah.
And those guys are guys they bring in because they're done with the cycle.
Yeah.
And they're done with the recruiting process.
No
so
doubt.
I think they did a pretty solid job in grabbing guys that you might not expect. I mean, Tramell Logan, a Booker T. Washington defensive end, another state championship winning player, committed to Middle Tennessee State, and they flip him. They also flipped a wide receiver from Charleston, South Carolina, that was committed to App State, Sincere Brown. So they did a good job of maintaining relationships with certain recruits, you know, guys that weren't just already committed, but guys that were committed even to other schools. Yeah. Keeping those relationships was really key.
No doubt. Will Turner joining us, talking USF football. And another thing, too, is, you know, you look at Charlie Weiss, somebody like that who has had some experience in recruiting and working with a lot of kids. And from what you've seen and gotten to know some of the staff, this is a good group. I mean, this is a really good group of coaches, a lot of football savvy. And I think that's what Coach Scott was after. He wanted people that he could relate to, people that had the, you know, were like minded people who were going to work overtime for him. Talk about that, because I think that's essential too, especially because you're in an area where everybody's been waiting, no matter who it's been, for USF to capture that area, you know, to capture from Tampa all the way down, you know, through Fort Myers, and start, you know, getting some of these kids to stay home and being close to home. I think this staff has an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Cesar Reyes is going to play a big part in that. Chamberlain is right in the heart of Hillsborough County, half a mile away from Busch Gardens. It's a really 20-minute drive from USF in the heart of Hillsborough County. And I think that relationship with a guy like Jason Lane, their head coach over there, a relationship with the guys over at Gaither who just made a 6A state semifinal, the relationships with guys at Steinbrenner, Newsom, Plant City, all of these different area coaches, these relationships are going to be really good. I think a guy like you mentioned, Charlie Weiss Jr., what set him apart to me is that he's super young.
Yes.
I mean, he hasn't even hit 30 yet. He's the offensive coordinator for an AAC school.
Yes.
And I think with that, I think he's able to relate to kids a lot better. I mean, he's already played Madden with both of the USF quarterback commits or signees now. I think, you know, the youth across the board with a lot of that staff, is under 40. And I think that's very important in an age where social media and where younger people are using social media, and that's the way they connect. And I think that's really important for the coaching staff to, you know, not only have those in-person face-to-face meetings, but there's going to be a lot of social media interactions between coaches and recruits. And I think getting a younger staff is really important. Jeff Scott isn't even at 40 yet.
No, I know.
So bringing in this bringing down the average age of the coaches is really important. But I think the quality of coaches, especially grabbing Charlie Weiss Jr. and Glenn Spencer from FIU, was really good. Mogridge at FIU, another great grab from there. Pat White is a name that a lot of people remember.
Yes.
And bringing him in is going to help out a lot. Xavier Dye and Daquan Bowers, both Clemson people, so they can help in the South Carolina area with recruiting. So I think bringing in a lot of different people from a lot of different places, but keeping the average age under 40 was really important.
Good stuff. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks so much out of your busy schedule. I know, who's winning over there? Is USF winning?
No, Fresno State's up 3-1, top six.
Let me tell you something. You're talking West Coast softball's pretty good, you know, that UCLA stuff and all that. But
Yeah,
good stuff. Will, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.